Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Laser Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled GPS Recalculating. Today, we'll discuss how to view the obstacles and difficulties of life through genuine eyes of Emunah. People think that GPS stands for Global Positioning System. Technically, they're correct, but on a deeper level, GPS stands for God's personal supervision in each of our lives down to the most minute detail. Our first principle of Emunah teaches us that everything comes from the Almighty. Life's obstacles and difficulties are no exception. So to understand yourself better and to understand what's going on in your life right now, I'm going to tell you a parable about three types of people with Emunah. These are people that think they have faith, yet they encounter an obstacle in the road. They're driving to an urgent business meeting in a neighboring city, and all of a sudden they discover that a whole section of the road was washed away in a rainstorm flash flood from the previous night. Now, how do these three different people react? The first person is the stubborn person. He says to himself that no obstacle will stop him. He's the one with the diehard counterfeit Emunah that vetoes common sense. He thinks that he's Moses, or at least Elijah the prophet. Oh, the Almighty can get me through this, he tells himself. He's going to keep on going, and he's going to cross the road no matter what, flash flood or not. So he tries to find where the water is most shallow and where the rut in the road is not so deep. So headstrong, he drives his car right into the water, which is much stronger than he thought. He gets washed away, and not only does he miss the meeting, he misses the rest of his life. Well, the second person is the fatalist. He knows that the flash flood comes from the Almighty. He's got Emunah in his brain. He believes in God. But his brain and his heart are not so synchronized. In other words, the Emunah in his brain knows that Hashem and Torah are true, but he doesn't believe it in his heart. He lowers his head, he starts crying, I'm going to miss my meeting. I would have made a deal that would ensure a whole year's income. Now I'm going to go, I'm going to make a living. And he bawls like a baby. He's immobilized and he's got no hope because the Creator, he thinks, has ruined his plans and he doesn't understand why. What's even worse, he's miserable and he's resentful because he thinks that the Creator is treating him unfairly and tormenting him with no reason. Well, the third person is the pragmatist. The pragmatist is the one that lives his life in applied Emunah. What does that mean? He applies Emunah to every situation in life, from prayer and meditation to mowing the lawn and crossing the street. He lives his life with Emunah and common sense. They go together. That means he won't roller skate in the middle of I-95 and then roll his eyes in Fantasyland thinking that he won't be run over by an 18-wheeler. He says to himself, okay, Hashem's put a flash flood on my route, so the option of continuing on this road doesn't exist anymore. Hashem wants me to pick another route. So he opens up his car's GPS and he hits the option for recalculating the route. Lo and behold, the GPS shows him two different alternatives that he never knew about. Well, the first alternative was a scenic route, but the second alternative was a wider road that made driving easier. Both alternate routes would take a little longer to reach a destination, but that's no big deal, for he simply makes a phone call and informs the other party that the flash flood impaired his travel, and he's now forced to make a detour, and he informs the party of his expected arrival time. He arrives at the meeting, and everything turns out fine. Now, even if the GPS wouldn't give him an alternate route, or if the GPS's battery went dead, he would utilize his Zoom map on his phone and end up having a virtual meeting with his colleague. So what does he do? He flows with Hashem's strategy for running the world. Now, what do we learn from all this? Especially now, we're discovering a new reality. We can't always travel where we want to, and we can't always meet who the people we want to. Some countries are red, some countries are travel limited, some countries are yellow, they have limitations, tested, not tested, green visa, blue visa. Commerce is different. Even our local shopping centers are different. People think twice if an outing is necessary or not, especially in places with high levels of infection. Well, Hashem wants us to do what we can with the limitations at hand. We discover new and better routes in life with no matter what our difficulty, no matter what our limitation is. Many of us discover for the first time in our lives, we're investing more time in the spiritual side of our lives, in our homes, in our families, spending time with our spouses and our children. With Emunah, we know that Hashem is doing everything for the best. Maybe until now, our situation at work was intolerable, but no better than that. Well, Hashem forced us to look for a new better job, or maybe a job online doesn't require any traveling at all. So Hashem simply wants each of us, within the limitations of our difficulties and our obstacles, to recalculate our route. For sure, He certainly sent each one of us a better route in life this year. one that strengthens our faith. That's the Emunah GPS, God's personal supervision, the way of bringing us closer to Him soon. Amen.